Good morning.
Gave me goosebumps the second time around. Awesome. Welcome to Lakeside United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor David Branson. I'd like to welcome you all into the house of the Lord today. What a glorious day. No rain, huh? Good stuff. Just a reminder, fill out your Connect cards today that you find in your bulletin. That's how you update your information with us and record your attendance and let us know anything that you would like transferred on to me or in the office for information. So we encourage you all to fill that out and drop it in the offering plate as it comes by today. Prayer cards as well. They notice the yellow prayer cards in the pews. If you would fill those out, if you want those prayed for during the service, just the ushers will collect them. Today will be during a children's message. You have those ready and hand them to an usher as they come down the aisle, and we'll be able to lift those requests up in prayer today as well. As you can tell in your bulletins this morning, we have a lot of offering envelopes, don't we? Things all come together at one time. And we thought, you know, everyone can't give to everything that we put in there. So I'm encouraging you this morning to pick your favorite. So you get to pick an envelope if you can help out in some way. We'd appreciate your help for those different ministries there today. It is Sunday, so there's a lot of things, special offerings today. And instead of choosing all, which you can, obviously. But pick one if you want to pick a favorite out of those in your bulletins there this morning. United Methodist women are having their call to prayer on Saturday, April 5th at 10 a.m. So all you women are invited to that. I would encourage you all to see one of our leaders at United Methodist Women and find out more about their service this coming Saturday. We are continuing our healing and communion service on Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock. It has been a very powerful time as we are seeing the witness of God working in lives. And we just encourage you all to come out for a time of prayer and for healing and communion Wednesdays at 6. So I encourage you all to do that throughout Lent. We are continuing our Bible study as well at 7 following that service. So I'm encouraging you all to join us for that as well. Today, brown bags will be handed out in the narthex as you leave today. That's in support of our own food pantry and Cross Ministry. So if you'd like to fill that up with some goods to bring back to share with others, we would be glad that you would pick up a brown bag and bring that back to church next week as well. Today, we also are going to have new members transferring and joining us here at Lakeside. So if you've been on my list and have talked to me, there are a few of you I'm trying to catch up with this morning. But when I call for new members to come forward, either by transfer or profession of faith to come forward, we'll make that happen here this morning. So listen for that time in our service as well. We have an exciting announcement from Bob Going this morning. He's going to come and share with us. I think it's going to be his final announcement and update on our Stop Hunger Now campaign. So Bob, if you would come forward.
Good morning. I wanted to give you a quick update on our Stop Hunger Now outreach program that we had a few months ago. As many of you are aware, we packaged over 20,000 meals for the emergency food needs all over the world. The Florida Conference of the United Methodist Church made it our mission to collectively, with the whole state, package 1 million meals this year. And I think we can say that Lakeside United Methodist did its fair share of that goal. In fact, the weekend that we had our event, that goal was actually met. So we met that goal about 10 months earlier than what they wanted us to. So that was fantastic. But what happens to the meals after we package them? Where do they go? I had quite a few people ask me that. The meals were all put in a truck, and the truck was sent back to Orlando, where the meals were held in a large warehouse, a holding warehouse. This past week, I got an email from the program director, and 11,000 of our 20,000 meals have been sent in a package to Honduras for the Mission Lazarus program. And that's a program that feeds children in the school systems there. So, and then once those once those meals have been distributed through that mission, we'll get an additional email that says that specific amounts went to this school and that school, so that we'll actually be able to see the entire circle and how we helped save, you know, how we helped affect those people's lives. Now for the financial side of it, I know that I've stood up here a number of times and asked for your help, and I promised, like Pastor David said, today's my last day, so I won't be doing that again. And I also know that today there's a lot of other little envelopes in your bulletin, and I would just ask that you do what your heart tells you to do and make an offering to one of those causes. They're all great missions. This is the last weekend of the quarter for our mission jar. And our mission jar this quarter, all of the funds that have been going into that have been being put into the Stop Hunger Now campaign. Right now, we're about $1,000 away from our goal of $5,000. So anything that you could do would be greatly helped and greatly appreciated. And please remember, if you write a check, just to earmark it, Stop Hunger Now, so that we can get it to the right account. And again, thank you for all of your work and all of your prayers. And the offerings that you have given, and blessings to this and all of the programs that we do here at Lakeside. Thank you.
It's a very exciting program, and we've all talked about it, the leadership that have helped put that on. We're going to do that again. That was a great event. I know everyone who was involved with that really had a good time with it, and we can already see the fruits of our labor. 11,000 meals have been sent out, and it's doing exactly what we intended for it to do. But on that same note, we did have Matthew meals yesterday. We had 22 volunteers show up to help prepare and serve the meals, and 192 hot meals were given out yesterday. Isn't that awesome? 22 volunteers. All these folks. As the offering plate comes around today, those 22 folks can obviously put their salty service cards or anything else that you've been involved with in ministry to help others. That's it for the announcements. A lot going on in the life of our church. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Isn't that awesome? Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. may be seated. I invite the children to come forward this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all today? Good to see you here. Thanks for helping me out today, showing up. We need more boys up here, you know. It's a lonely feeling up here with all these girls. Okay, question for you today. What does a magnet do? I forgot my prop today, so we're going to have to wing it. What does a magnet do? Adrian? So if you have a piece of metal and you have a magnet, and you get the metal down here, and you get it close enough, it draws it, sucks it right up to it, doesn't it? To the other one, absolutely. It's a magnetic field, that if you get within that field, if you're a piece of metal, it draws you right up to it, right? Is Jesus a magnet? How? All the pictures I've seen of Jesus, I've never seen metal sticking to him. So is he a magnet? Trick question. Y'all are looking at me like you did last week when I got off track. Focus. Jesus is a magnet. You know, in Jesus' day, when he went out walking around and people heard that Jesus was coming, that when he would get near to a town, everyone would swarm out to him, wouldn't they? So he was a magnet for people, right? A people magnet, right? Do you know of people magnets? When I walk around, people come and follow me wherever I go. Wrong. Jesus is a people magnet. When Jesus would go out into the towns and cities, people would flock to him. They would come to him because they were attracted to what he had to say. Now, just like a magnet, if you turn, let's get scientific. A magnet has two poles. So if you put another magnet up against another magnet, have you ever done that where sometimes they stick together? But if you do it where the pole, magnetic poles are right, right. But if you turn it around, then it'll stick to itself, right? One way it will, one way it won't. So when Jesus was living his life, and people started questioning what Jesus was doing, and the priest would say, remember we talked about Jesus as a magician, and people thought he was using black magic or, you know, like bad evil spirits or something to heal people. Well, that's when people started. The other pole would be, and they started leaving him, didn't they? Even some of his disciples would leave because they were worried they might get in trouble for hanging around with him, right? But when our walk with Jesus is so good and is where we need to be, we're drawn to Jesus like a magnet, aren't we? Is it? So that's a good thing, right? So as we grow in our faith and we think and pray to Jesus for help in our life, that it's a good thing to be drawn into Jesus, isn't it? So think of Jesus as a magnet. When we're turned in the right direction, we're drawn right to Jesus like a magnet. And we stick with Jesus, right? Stick with me, kid, and everything will be okay. Right? That's what Jesus is telling all of us as his kids. Amen? Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for these beautiful children here this morning, Father, and their wonder and amazement at the works of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask a blessing upon them today, that they would be drawn into your magnetic field and would be drawn to you. So, Father, just bless them now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all very much. Thank you. A children's church in the back. Very good. I have the pleasure today of bringing new members into our congregation. Isn't that awesome? Some of our folks are not with us this morning, but those that are can come forward. If I've spoken to you about either transferring or joining, or if you come forward, I have a list of names here. And then Judy Johnson, remember? Judy, would you like to join today? You indicated that you would like to transfer from Calvary. Okay, come on forward. So, Judy Johnson, Marjorie Powell, is Marjorie here? No, Marjorie didn't make it today. Lita's not here. Jean Nussbaum and Linda Gonzalez, Maricela Sanchez. Anyone else today from Calvary that would be a transfer? I know I don't always catch up with each of you. Kawana Elder. All right. You know what? Everyone reach over the rail and grab a hymnal. If you would. Reach over the rail there and grab a hymnal. And you all as well, turn to page 34 with me this morning. Okay, I'll ask these three questions. You all respond with "I do." On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sins?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
All right. And this is for the congregation. Will you nurture these people in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? And then turning over to page 38. Starting at the top there. As members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Welcome, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to Lakeside, the membership of Lakeside United Methodist Church. It's awesome to have you all with us. We look forward to having you get involved in the ministries of this church. So on behalf of the church, welcome. Would you all welcome them again? All right, thank you all very much. You're in. You passed the test. Now's the time in the service when we get to go before the Lord in holy prayer. prayer and bring our issues and our problems and our praises to the cross this morning. What an awesome opportunity we have to gather as a body of Christ to lift up our loved ones, our friends, and our neighbors. Here are these folks this morning needing our prayers this morning. Scott Pyleman, we continue to lift him up. He needs continued healing after his surgery. He is home now and recuperating and will be going back to Miami for further surgeries. Jim and Barbara Short, they're dealing with health concerns. Bill Carpenter will have another chemotherapy treatment tomorrow. Alina's sister, you know, we've been praying for Maria for some time now. She thought she was doing a little better. She had a seizure this past week and has been admitted to the hospital. So major concerns for Maria in Jacksonville as well. Baby Nyla. Lift her up in prayer this morning. She's been in the hospital. Rosemary has brought Nyla to us this morning. Mary Ann Davis as well. She fell this week and hurt her knee, so Mary Ann is not doing so well this morning. Arlie Taylor, she as well has had surgery and is recuperating from that, so we keep Arlie as well. Nancy Geddes will be driving. Oh, Mike will be driving to St. Louis. So travel mercies for Mike. We're continuing to pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini, who has been jailed, I believe, in Iraq or Afghanistan. My sister Nancy Joe and my niece Amy Louise. Tammy Malden's friend Martha, who lost her husband on Wednesday. She has no family for support, so just keep Martha lifted up in prayer. And Tammy's asking for God's healing touch. We've seen miracles working in Tammy's life. She's doing so much better. This is from Sally and Chanel's, one of the youngsters that have had transplants passed away this past week, Keaton. Wow, today is the 5th anniversary of Kat's surgery. Wow. Corey, a friend of Karen, is in ICU with pneumonia. Continue to lift him up. Andy as well. He's battling some viruses as well. Lift Andy up in your prayers. John and Edna have had break-ins at their house. So we need to pray for protection over our houses as well. And that our loved ones would be kept safe. We're lifting up the people of Ukraine. In Russia as well, the other countries that find themselves in war this morning. Today, I'm trying to remember the exact details. Today was today is Andy Hollingsworth's the 5th anniversary of his passing.
No, it was his birthday.
Oh, today was his birthday?
Yes.
Okay, I know I saw something this morning, so the great there, Andy. I believe he would have been 34 or 32 years old. So I know Rachel and G. Hollingsworth, the former pastor here, is probably really struggling with that this morning, but also praising God for their son. So just keep Rachel and Gene in your prayers as well. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Bring what's on your heart this morning. Let's pray together. Gracious God, you've heard this list this morning. It's long, it's lengthy, it's full of concerns for our loved ones and full of just things that would worry us and make us fret in our everyday lives. Father, this morning I pray for healing in all these situations and circumstances that call for your healing touch. Father, let the folks that are suffering from illness and disease and injury feel the Holy Spirit come around them, feel it into their body and to heal them. Father, we see evidence every day of your miraculous healing in the lives of people that we love. Father, we are grateful for that. Father, we are grateful to be witnesses to the power of Jesus Christ in our lives, the healing power. Father, I ask your blessing upon us today as we've gathered in your house to come and worship and praise and sing glory to God. Father, we know that you are here with us. We know that you go out before us. You are behind us. You surround us with your love and your peace and your comfort. Father, I pray that our eyes would be open to see those miracles going on around us each day. Father, I ask a blessing upon the new members that have come into our congregation this morning, that they would feel God working in a mighty way in their lives, that they would seek out ways to become involved in the ministries of this church, and that would encourage others to join in our efforts in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for the glorious opportunity to be your children of God. Father, we are grateful that you have called us children, that you have called each one of us to you, that as our magnet, you draw us in, Father, with your hope, your promise, your grace, and your peace. Father, bless us each today. Father, we give you thanksgiving and praise to be able to come and share this time together. Father, as we pray together, let us take each word into our hearts, the prayer that you have taught your disciples, and they have in turn handed down to us. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
thank you.
and multiply it for use for God's people. Father, we ask your blessing upon our offering this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
And the temple of God, which is in heaven, was opened, and the Ark of his covenant appeared in his temple, and there were flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder and earthquake and great hailstorm. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Wow, sovereign. You know, that's a word we don't use too much here in our country, but it's a powerful word. And it has several meanings. The one that kind of struck me the most is independent authority. Jesus is sovereign. He is the authority. He possesses supreme and ultimate power, absolute authority. Jesus, one with God, the great I am. Jesus, fully human, fully God. Jesus is also our link with the past and with the future. In the Old Testament, in Exodus, we learn that God spoke to Moses in a burning bush. And Moses was worried. He was going to be going back to the children of Israel. And he wasn't confident that they would believe that God had sent him. And so he said to God, "How will they know that you sent me? How will they know who sent me?" So we read in Exodus 3:13-15. Then Moses said to God, "Behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I shall say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' Now they may say to me, 'What is his name?' And what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus shall you say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent you." And God furthermore said to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the sons of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations." I am the great I am, absolute power. In the New Testament, in John's Gospel, we hear those same words echoed by Jesus. We read in chapter 8, verse 12, "Then Jesus spoke again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" And continuing on in verse 23, "And Jesus said to them, 'You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world.'" Wow. Jesus making that link with the past, establishing himself as the I Am, who was with God from the beginning. I sometimes find Revelations challenging, and this particular section no less challenging, but I found that it made me really search deep and think about that sovereignty of God, God as the I Am. So we're looking to the future in Revelations. And if we look at verse 15, it says, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Such power. Jesus linking the past, giving us the future. We saw in Jesus' life how present he was in every moment. He was there healing people, telling them such good news. But we all know it's the things of the world that seem to get our attention. Each week, David provides the verse on the tear out of your car. And I noticed the verse that he did put in here this week is verse 19. "Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. and there were flashes of lightning, rumbling, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and heavy hail. Wow, what imagery. Kind of reminds me, the burning bush must have been a phenomenal experience for Moses. And we know that there was a star that guided the shepherds and the wise men to Jesus' birth. And then when Jesus hung on the cross, there was an amazing earthquake, so powerful that it tore the veil in the temple in two, allowing us to have direct connection with God. So, we connect with the things in the world. That's what we know, the here and now, the stars, the thunder, the lightning, earthquake, phenomena. And sometimes it's hard to hear God in that still, small, quiet voice. And yet it resonates that He is the I Am. I found a really beautiful illustration. I'm going to read it. The first time that Jesus came, a star marked His arrival. The next time He comes, the whole heavens will roll up like a scroll, and all the stars will fall from the sky, and He Himself will light the sky. The first time Jesus came, wise men and shepherds brought their gifts. The next time Jesus comes, He will bring gifts, rewards to His own. The first time Jesus came, there was no room for Him. The next time Jesus comes, the whole world will not be able to contain His majesty. Wow. That link, the past, His present, the Star of Bethlehem, the future revelation. But what about us, here and now in this present? Jesus isn't just a phenomenon from 2,000 years ago. Jesus is with us here and now in our own lives. That link, that connection, He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly right here and right now in our presence. We don't have to wait for the prophecy foretold in Revelation. Christ is already with us. He comes each time we call on His name. We ask Him to enter our hearts and forgive us. When we call on the Holy Spirit and we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, when we're wronged by someone and we forgive them, there is power in the sovereignty of Jesus. He showed such amazing acts of kindness. And God gave us the ultimate act of kindness in that good news of the gospel, that God so loved the world that He gave His only sovereign, His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have eternal life. And as Jesus hung on the cross, and even before that, when the soldiers came to get Him in the garden, His answer when they came for Him was, "I am He." It's interesting, if you go back and read that, they actually fell down at that moment when He said, "I am He." And then His words as He hung on the cross with His arms spread wide, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." The sovereign God bringing ultimate grace to a lost world. That's powerful for us right now in our own lives. Sometimes it's very difficult to forgive people, and yet, through the power of the Holy Spirit, remembering God's ultimate act of grace and love, we too can forgive. We can bring the kingdom of God here. We can experience His sovereignty right here and now through acts of forgiveness and grace to our fellow man. So I ask you, as you go forth this week, to focus on Christ, to to be amazed at the sovereignty of God. To think on that verse, and I would ask you to add verse 15 to your card also. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. We're going to close today with a really beautiful hymn. And as I struggled with the verse in Revelation, it all came together for me in this song when I remembered the words of All Hail, King Jesus. Please stand for our closing hymn.
This place. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.